And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We were just saying before that song, today's the last day of K-Rock Saddle Club, which you may be familiar with.
Welcome to the club, K-Rock's Saddle Club.
You know you want to get in the
saddle club. TAB Werribee Cup, Sunday, December 4th. Tickets on sale now.
All right, we all know, amazing prize, yeah? So you know, the trackside experience, the limos from Galaxy Limos and all that. We are going to put someone else in the draw before 7 o'clock, and then we're going to give away the whole box and dice before 9 o'clock this morning, right? But probably as big as this competition, as big as any competition has been, I mean, we did a 500K suburb this year.
Yeah, that was huge.
We have gotten so much feedback about this tune.
Really?
About the Saddle Club tune made by Dan. Mm-hmm. Dan, the man on the pots and pans, right? He's our guy that does all these sound effects and stuff. Right. So I was talking to him yesterday and I said, man, the feedback, incredible. Good on you. Well done. Yeah. There's even been people that are saying to us, oh, is it going to be on Spotify? Can we get a full version of it? And he's like, oh, yeah, cool, no worries. Literally an hour later.
Oh, my God, yes.
He hit me with Saddle Club, the full version.
Yes.
Get ready, it's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Friday, welcome to Friday. We're about to get real.
Internationally requested, never gonna be bested. It's a banger that you wanted for summer. Now the K-Rock is your mama. And someone said they wanted more from this jam. And so bam, it's DK Diddy spitting the damn.
You know you wanna get in the club.
Oh my God.
So good, so good.
What's a saddle club? Tell me, what's a saddle club? Exclusive and never gonna be beat, only for the elite. Be a TAB, wear a VIP, you and me. And there's also another lucky three. Food and drink, that's for free. Your own after party, see. Arrive in style, go buck wild. Limo, that's from Galaxy. K-Rock Saddle Club, B.
Let me give you the road. Get in the club.
There's no reason to pat. Climb on into the saddle. To you by K-Rock 955. You heard?
Get in the club, in the saddle club.
Oh my God.
What a superstar. How good was that?
You think Genuine Pony is going to be the best thing you've ever heard about horses?
Yeah.
And then Daryl Braithwaite's there, and then this comes along.
Incredible. Incredible. I'm going to have to play that at least 10 times today. And I challenge you to then not later today have that pop in your head.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Time for one of these. Been a while.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't call us.
Don't actually call us. We don't need your help.
No, it just went with the song.
It rhymed, yeah. That's the word you're looking for. But that's cool. What do you got for us today, buddy?
An Aussie stylist has shared the, quote, correct way to pour milk and or juice and or any type of liquid that comes in a carton.
Okay.
So think about getting, you know, a 1 litre thing of we're going with Zimmel, right? Mm. Lactose free milk. This is the first one that comes to mind. That's
of course.
Got, it's like the jug with the little thing on the side, right?
No,
that you twist.
Don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do know what I mean. You know how it's got
an opening? like a juice.
Like a juice open,
like the paper cardboard.
The paper cardboard, but it's got a circle on the side that you twist.
Yeah, now everyone
and then
knows
you can
what you're
pour from.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
But okay. Is it pointy at the top like a regular carton, or is it one with a flat top like a UHT style?
Flat top.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, are you about to tell me to okay?
Okay. So it's one side that the hole is on. And people normally just pour it with the hole down, closest to the jar, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever you're pouring into.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a Sydney fashion blogger by the name of Danny
has
come out. She's like, no, 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 no. She poured a glass of oat milk.
Of course she did.
Right?
Of course it was oat milk.
Oat milk, opening closest to the glass and just mess everywhere, Tom.
Just glugs out,
just
doesn't
glugs
it?
Oh, because
the way the air pressure works, it's trying to get in there whilst the oat milk's trying to get out. No,
so
I get
she's
it.
She's like, the hack is you turn it around. You've all been doing it wrong. You put the opening at the top and then you pour.
Yeah.
And there's no spills.
Because there's room for the air to get in.
But there's room for the air to get in.
Whilst the oat milk's still coming out.
Yeah. Mm. Is that just doing a thing or is this a hack?
2006 called.
Yeah.
They want their hack back.
Okay.
That was that news. That's like, I've been doing that for years.
Have you?
Why is she going viral for it? It comes up like every 3 years.
Okay. To be fair, I haven't seen this.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been?
I don't know. My content is different to your content.
No,
clearly.
That's fair.
So she's like, yeah, this is an amazing hack. But obviously, look, we all learn a hack somewhere. So this is how you pour. Because I tell you right now, if I'm pouring, it's going closest to the glass. I never turn it the other way.
No, it works. It's just, it's a little harder to aim because obviously you're further from the glass. It's harder to get the nozzle closer to the glass. Yeah. But it pours like so much smoother.
Okay, so
and doesn't glug. And yeah, it's, yeah. It works. It 100% works. And I've done, but I've been doing it for easy 8 years.
Okay. All right. Well, look, that's one of those lifestyle hacks that you learn. And someone has learned today that if you got oat milk, I mean, put that in the bin.
It could be anything. UHT. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But if you've got juice or something tasty like that,
yeah,
you pour from the top, not from the bottom.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm. If that makes sense.
Is it a hack or just catching up on a thing that everybody else already knew? You be the judge. Give us a ring.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
In a little while, mate, we're doing a taste test.
Yeah.
The new Viennetta is finally out. Now, we famously love to taste test Viennettas.
Yep.
This is the original one, the vanilla that I have in front of me. Thanks to Adam from Grovedale that bought it for us.
Yeah.
Because we said we were going to go out and buy the new birthday cake one. And, of course, we left it at the last minute, forgot. He saw it out and about and grabbed it for us.
Grabbed not only the birthday cake one, but, as you say, an original for comparison purposes,
now,
which is wonderful.
Remember the last one that we taste tested?
Yeah, it was the Neapolitan one, and it was okay. It was all right. It had the strawberry, it had the chocolate, it had the vanilla, but it seemed quite small. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, yeah. Also, the Aldi version as well, we did a taste test for that.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is the brand new one. Sorry, I'll speak into the mic like I'm supposed to do. This is the brand new one. It is the birthday cake edition. Now, what we can notice here is that there's a bit of raspberry to it.
Is that pink raspberry?
Yeah, this is what they're saying, that it is... delicious layers of compound chocolate topped with candy sprinkles. So there's the birthday component. I will say as well, they're long sprinkles. So
they're not hundreds and thousands. So they're sprinkles as opposed to hundreds and thousands.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is the quote new flavour. I'm going to get you to taste test it.
Okay, well, first I've got to cut it, right? So see if we can get the crack. See if we can get the put the microphone right up there. See if we can get. Did you hear that? I hope you heard
ASMR.
That. Okay. So I'm going to cut you a slice as well.
There we go.
I probably should have moved my slice first. Here we go. All right, so put that in the bowl there for you. And
there you go. Now, what we'll do, you go back over to your side of the desk. You give that one a crack, mate, and then let us know your thoughts.
I had a fork here somewhere. I don't know where it's gone,
That's
so I'm just
going
to use my fingers.
Just go in with your hooves.
All right.
And eating on the radio, as we know, not great, but for these purposes, we've got to do it. We've got to know whether it's worth to get the Viennetta birthday cake, brand new, 80s babies will love it, 90s babies. Let's introduce some new babies to the Viennetta craze, hey?
So I can taste the raspberry.
Can you really?
I can taste the raspberry. So it goes a pink layer, then a white layer, then a pink layer in terms of like vertically from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And so there's two layers of that raspberry ice cream there.
Yeah.
There's the traditional crunchy chocolate, hundreds and thousands on the top, or the sprinkles, they're all right.
Okay, so you have a think about that because I'm about to go in.
Okay,
so
you have a taste too.
You talk now.
It looks very impressive, I will say that. Just sitting there on the plate, it looks like a party. It's a Viennetta party.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I like it too. It's old school.
Yeah.
Definitely old school. It's like got that birthday. Hey, we're at a roller skating rink and we've got a birthday and it's an ice cream cake and it's been sitting in the fridge for 10 years, but it still tastes really good. That kind of vibe.
But it doesn't have the skin on it, that kind of old ice cream.
Doesn't have the skin on it. I think it's great. It's got these little chocolatey bits inside as well, as all Viennetters do. But yeah, you can taste a raspberry and it's definitely, look, is it a whole new flavour? I would say it's definitely different to the original.
It's different. So whereas I was quite nonplussed with the Neapolitan version because I didn't think it brought much to the table.
Yeah.
This is. At least they're trying.
Okay. So an out of five, if you were to give the brand new Viennetta birthday cake a rating out of five, what would you give it to us?
So are we going to compare it to the original Viennetta? Because like I would give the original Viennetta probably a 4 out of 5 because it's amazing.
So okay?
I would give this probably a 3.5 out of 5.
3.5 out of 5?
I don't think it's quite on the same level. You can't beat the OG.
Nah, I'm giving it a 4.5.
Oh, you're saying it's better than the original Viennetta?
You know what? Ooh. Call me sassy, but I'm into it.
Whack a bit of lippy on anything and she's into it. all right. Well, there you go. That's the taste test. Check it out yourself. It's in what? Foodworks, Coles. This is not a paid presentation, by the way.
I wish it was a paid presentation.
Yeah, we're just doing it
for
your benefit.
And thanks to Adam for in for us.
Good huge shout out and check him out, Sidewalk Cantina.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
955, Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
You know, sometimes I like to be nice to you and this is one of them.
Yeah, sure. That's okay.
Okay, because we get some pretty big names on the show and sometimes I say that they're big names and they're not actually.
No.
But this time, it's a massive name. Mm. Someone that you are, quote, obsessed with.
I wouldn't say that.
That's a personal
quote.
I'm
a fan
of. A stan.
We've worked together a couple of times and been very fortunate to do that. Mm-hmm. This beautiful man has visited Geelong.
Yes.
Graced us with his presence.
His poster is on the roof of your house in your bedroom. It's Conrad Sewell. Hello, Conrad.
How are you guys? Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you
too,
mate.
That's not true, Conrad.
Sorry to make it.
I love how you just pay him out about this obsession. It's not an obsession. It's just a bromance, all right? We've got a lot of love for each other.
Yeah. I just think it's so cute, though. It's just so cute.
I'm just a big fan of your work, my friend. And,
I appreciate it, man. We had fun when I was in Geelong. I remember it.
We shot hoops. It was awesome. So. Listen to you, mate.
Sure.
So, speaking of a big fan of your work, in the last year, and I believe since we spoke to you last, your greatest work ever was released into the world, and it was your little boy, Memphis.
Yes, he's with me right now. He's asleep. He just fell asleep. But crazy. I mean, obviously, life changed a lot. 3 years since I put out music, and in those 3 years, I've been busy making this album, and also was getting busy with my wife, and we have our beautiful baby boy to show for it.
So good, man. Can I just say, so you've got the new music out, and we've heard, Make Me a Believer and whatnot, and I think I can tell in the music that things are better for you because, you've had your struggles over the time and you've channeled that into your music. You've poured your heart into your music over the time. But I can tell that you're in a better place with the music. Is that something that you feel and is it something you intentionally put into your music?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, like, obviously, to be honest, after COVID, like during COVID, I sort of went into a bit of a spiral, and it was just like I just kind of looked at everything that was going on in my life and checked myself yet again, and then I kind of had to look at why I was even doing this anymore, and I started writing about it. And on this album I talk a lot about like ego and trying to please people in the industry and in my life, and I just sort of moved through a lot of the stuff that I was going through I had some therapy and, did some soul searching, and I feel like I've come out the other end, and obviously having a family changes things as well. And it's just, I feel like I'm in a much better place, and I'm very lucky and grateful for what I have and that I get to do what I do. So
that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And look, your second album, Precious, is out March 3rd, but you can pre-order it right now, which Tom has done. Tom's been doing a bit of research behind why he believes this album is coming out on that particular day.
Well, 3rd of March, so that's 2 days after my birthday, Conrad, and obviously my birthday's on the weekend this year, or next year, so I get it. You wanted to release it as close to my birthday as possible as a gift to me, but also on a weekday, so that's fine. I appreciate the thought.
You know what? It's exactly that.
It's got nothing to do with the birth of your child, does it?
It was actually now that it's set in stone. Memphis was born March 3rd, but that actually coincidentally happened, and like it wasn't like a planned thing. It was just that was sort of we're dropping a song every month, and then it happened to be that, and I was like, oh, perfect. Now it has a meaning.
So you just really like birthing things once a year. On the 3rd of March.
I'm a big March kid. I mean, I'm March 31st.
Yeah.
My birthday's March 31st.
Nice.
So I like that time of year. It's a good time of year to put out music.
You are doing some intimate gigs. An intimate evening with Conrad Sewell, it is called, and you're playing at the Corner Hotel on the 8th of December this year. You can buy tickets for that now too. Now, Tom's been going around saying that this is an intimate gig with just you and him looking into each other's eyes. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Shirts off, just staring at deep into each other's souls. Yeah.
No touching, though. No touching.
No, you pay extra for that.
No touching. No, that would be weird.
That's gonna be really awesome, man.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be cool. I mean, I wanted to do sort of like a smaller show. I haven't played in a while, and I want to play a lot of the new stuff, even though it's not even out, for the fans, and just sort of see what people think. And I love doing that and being able to talk about the songs and tell the stories and then play it so that they feel like they're getting a look into what the album's really about. So it's going to be a really nice night. I got a great band with me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Corner Hotel's a great spot for a show. Yeah. Am I imagining that you supported the Script recently?
I did, yeah. So that was the first thing I did back recently. Which was great. It was amazing. You know, I haven't played in 3 years, and just to get back out there, and they played arenas, and just to hear everyone singing this, my old stuff, and it was like, oh, people remember. People still have a bit of love in their hearts for Conrad.
Less intimate though. Less intimate in an arena, isn't it? Really.
Yeah. No. It was awesome. It's just so great that live music's back, and that was a great way to kick things off. The Script. Such great guys.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about. So Make Me a Believer, we're spinning at the moment, love it, upbeat vibe, enjoying it very much. But before that, you dropped God Save the Queen. Now, I'd like to talk about the timing of that release and just how it felt for you, because you literally dropped it the night that the next morning it was announced that she had passed away. Am I right?
Yeah, pretty much. And it literally craziest timing of anything in my life. I mean, yeah. I've been working on this album for 3 years. It's taken everything to get it to finally to be coming out. And the first single was going to be God Save the Queen. And everyone's so hyped. And it was like, everyone's loving it. And we got everyone on board. And I've got geared up for a big day of press. And then literally just before 12 o'clock, I went to bed that night, saw it come out on Spotify. And I'm like, hell yeah, it's out.
Yeah.
And then I get a message from my dad being like, have you heard that the Queen's sick? And I was like, oh no. And then I was like, oh, maybe she's just sick, maybe this will just, be a few weeks and it'll be a good thing for the song.
Yeah.
But I woke up to the news, obviously, that the world woke up to, and I was like, how is this going to impact me in this world?
Funny thing.
But, it was crazy. Crazy timing, obviously, very, very sad to lose the Queen, but it didn't really help me on my song front, so we moved to the next single.
Sure. I mean, you can't help bad luck, but also it's weird that you and your team picked out that date, but so did kind of the spectre of death.
The Grim Reaper was like, I'm going to make this happen too, Conrad.
Same-sies.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I got hit by so many different people that day, being like, timing is... Like, I was telling someone the other day, remember Eamon, the guy? Remember that song, the first, what I said, it don't mean now. You know that song?
Yes.
It was like a big hit in the 90s. He randomly hit me on the day and was like, hey, dude, I follow a lot of music history. And he's like, this is one of the bizarrest things I've ever seen.
That sure.
This song came out. So, like, a lot of people were, like, were hitting me about it because it was just such crazy timing. But anyway, well, you know, maybe it's an omen. Maybe it means the album's going to be a massive success.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I mean, Tom was going into your DM saying the same thing, but obviously, you know, you've blocked those ones. So you just had to go with Eamon's one there.
Whatever. Conrad, all right, we better let you go, mate, but always wonderful to catch up. As I say, we are loving Make Me a Believer. I was expecting when I heard it more kind of Smash Mouth vibes, but that's I'm a Believer as opposed to Make Me a Believer, different song. But love the new sound, mate. Excited for the release
of
Precious and excited for the show December 8th at the Corner Hotel in Richmond. There, tickets at frontiertouring.com. Catch up with you again real soon, mate.
Cheers, guys. I appreciate you. Take care.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.